You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here this St. Patrick's Day, along with producer Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Carolyn Ault, who is with the Lansing Home and Garden Show. She is the manager of that show. Good evening, Carolyn. How are you?
I am great. Good evening. Thanks for having me.
What a great day. The show started today, opened today at 3 o'clock. It's 6:35 or so now. How are things going?
Things are going great. We opened with a big crowd that was waiting to get in the doors, and there's been a steady flow ever since 3 o'clock. And, you know, we couldn't ask for better weather. It gets people inspired and motivated to think about spring projects and motivated to get out of the house. So,
isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
This show, I've done commercials for years for the Lansing Home and Garden Show, and always loved it so much. And it certainly gets you thinking about spring. You walk in, you can just smell earth because of all the landscape gardens that are there. First of all, let's say where you are. You're at the MSU Pavilion again?
We are. At the MSU Pavilion. It's at the corner of Mount Hope and Farm Lane, right on campus.
And what about numbers of exhibitors? It seems like that's a show that grows and grows and gets more popular every year. How many exhibitors do you have this year?
Well, we have close to 300 exhibitors, and, you know, it does have the sense of growing. Maybe that's the spring part of it. But, you know, we cram as much as we can into the building. I wish we could make the building grow a little bit, and the show would actually be able to expand with it. But we have about 300 exhibitors, most of which are local to mid-Michigan, local businesses, big and small family businesses that are a part of the show.
Well, and that's an important thing, too, when folks from the area and folks come into the show from all around the state and out of the state as well. But when they come in, the local businesses are there and the folks who own them and operate them are there. So, I mean, boy, it's an amazing resource to be able to talk to owners and some great staff at the same time.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And that's one of the things that I've been talking about just maybe sort of struck with me this year is people said, who should be coming to the show and who's the show for? And you know, really, it absolutely is for everyone. And the gardens make it such a fun and just a pleasure to, you know, to walk through and enjoy. But at the same time, if you've got a home improvement project or even if you don't, the resources here are endless for, you know, getting a chance to shake the hands of the owners and the foreman, you know, all the crew that, you know, not just, you know, just the salespeople, but also the people that are going to be doing the work on your house. And they all staff the booth together and you get to meet them. And so whether you have a project that you're working on right now or, you know, you just need to add to your who do I call list, it's a great opportunity to meet these people and shake their hands right now so that, you know, when you have a job that you need to have done, you can remember them and you can go back to your, I met them at the Home and Garden Show and they were a great group of people and I can rely on them to come and help me with what I need.
What I have found in the years going over, and I'm a loyal follower, I love
great.
This show, I really do.
Great.
As in walking around and meeting people and seeing booths set up and so forth, and the displays are spectacular. I people pull out all the stops. You'll walk along and see something and say, oh, I could use that. Or that could help, you know, a solution to a problem that I had that I'd forgotten about.
Yes, absolutely. That's a great point. It is, whether it's a problem you've forgotten about, or maybe it isn't even a problem. It isn't even a problem, but mm-hmm. you think, oh, that would be great. Mm-hmm. We could add this, or we could use this, or, you know, there's so many ideas, and you know, it takes a couple hours to walk through the whole show. You know, you should plan accordingly so that you can have the time to enjoy it, but. You know, I walk through the show all weekend long, and, you know, I see new and cool stuff in the booths, you know, all the way till Sunday. I'm always spotting something new and different as I walk through the aisles talking to exhibitors.
Absolutely. And the gardens, I mean, it's the Home and Garden Show, and we've talked a bit about the exhibitors with home repairs and remodeling and just cool things. But the landscapers, you know, Luke Landscape, and I'm just going to, I guess that's one that comes to mind.
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely spectacular in a corner in kind of the arena there. I mean, the water features and the huge rocks and the trees and the dirt, and they're just one because there's many fully landscaped gardens to see.
They are, and they are the biggest. They are the one that most people remember by name. They pull out all the stops, but they all really do. Some of them that aren't Luke Landscaper are a little jealous of the amount of space he has, because they say, well, if I had that much space. But they do. They're outstanding landscapers, and they take on the challenge of creating a garden and an oasis in the show in a space that isn't what they normally work with, right? I mean, they're normally working with a yard and working around a house, and here they come to the show and I give them a square and I say, here's the concrete to start on, and you have a 30 by 40, and they just turn it into something that is totally spectacular, and it's so fun to see them do it and enjoy it at the end.
Oh, and like you said, they all are. That just happened to be one that I remembered.
Yeah.
There's some fantastic seminars we need to mention as well that go on throughout the weekend. The show starts today, of course, and it's on till 9 o'clock tonight and then goes through Sunday. Seminars, everything from cooking to garden staging to landscape to, home staging.
Yes, everything. We want to be able to, it sort of reinforces that the show is about information, that they're experts in their industry, not just in the booths, they all have great information, but we also provide our stages to give people an opportunity to learn more from an outside source, and we work with some great folks. And then, there's some fun thrown in there too, especially on the cooking stage. But
yeah.
You'll learn great tips. We have our headliner on the garden stage is wonderful and definitely someone not to be missed. It's the Renegade Gardener, and he is going to be doing these beautiful container gardening demonstrations, seminars on how to make a beautiful container gardening. And he also does one, it's called the Top 10 Gardening Blunders and How to Avoid Them. And so sort of, don't do this and save yourself a year of stress because you just planted the three most difficult things to grow, and you're sorry, they don't grow. And so he's easy and fun to listen to, and he's on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday a couple times each day. And we also have Mad Dog and Merrill on the Weber Grilling Deck, and it's just lots of fun and grilling tips. And then great topics on our home stage about interior design and energy saving ideas and simple fix it tips. Just, so you can walk the show and then kick back at a stage for a while and listen to some great advice on the stage.
Very good. And what's also another thing that I have found and I have enjoyed immensely is a juried, am I correct, a juried floral show for garden clubs around Michigan.
That's exactly what it is. It's called a standard flower show. And it is a juried, it's sort of a flower design contest, I guess, mm-hmm. if you will, a show. And they are, it's so local at its core. These folks are from around here, and they come together, and they do these very beautiful and unique garden or flower design displays, and they're judged. And you can see who won and read a little bit about why, who won what. And then there's also a great horticulture element to it where you can see specimens of African violet is the one that always comes to mind because I always think, oh, that's what my African violet's supposed to look like.
I do a lot of that at this whole show.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's a great point.
Oh, that's one.
Yeah, right. Oh, that's what that was supposed to look like. Yeah, so that is. The flower show is great. It's great eye candy. It's just beautiful to walk through and fun and unique and different, and they do a great job with it.
Well, the whole Lansing Home and Garden Show is just one of those you walk through and you can't help but feel better when you leave and while you're there. Let's go through. Tickets are $8 for adults, $4 for children, 5 and under free. You can, if I'm correct, you can get discounted tickets online at LansingHomeShow.com or at Wendy's and Quality Dairy.
That's correct. Discount coupons. You can get $2 off coupons online or at Wendy's and Quality Dairy. They're good for $2 off. They're good for Thursday and Friday.
Very good. And the hours, as I mentioned earlier, 9 o'clock tonight and then throughout the weekend?
We are Friday, we're open at noon and go till 9. Saturday, we open at 10 and go till 9. And Sunday, we open at 10 and go until 5.
And what kind of shoes do you wear around the show, Carolyn? I'm looking at these hours, and I know how big the area is.
Yes, you wear very comfortable shoes.
Well, it's a spectacular show in mid-Michigan. The Lansing area is lucky to have it come here. I encourage everybody. I think we're supposed to get some rain and some thunderstorms along with our beautiful temperatures. So I encourage folks to go take a look. It's really an enjoyable trip, so I will encourage folks to go visit.
Well, I appreciate that. We love it. We love being a part of the Lansing community with the show. It's so well received, and it's fun to come back every year and work with these great businesses and the patrons. They just come in with a big smile on their face, and we're glad to be here.
Very good. Well, thank you so much, Carolyn, for spending. This may be the first you've stood still in a long time.
Just about. I thought while I was waiting for the call, I thought, oh, this is lovely. It's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're welcome, and have a great show.
We will. Thank you.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Carolyn Alt, who is manager of the Lansing Home and Garden Show, this weekend, open today at the MSU Pavilion. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS.